I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Tears are flowing freely in Pakistan. Yesterday's Taliban rampage in Peshawar marks the deadliest in-country attack since 2007. Over 140 people, mostly students, lost their lives when the Taliban raided a military school. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says they're sharing the hope of Christ with affected families.
All these parents and families are talking against Islam now. So our national director there says, he says, this is such a ripe time to share the Lord's peace and comfort.
Get the full report at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, remember the Bible story of the widow's mite? It's about giving generously out of poverty. Food for the Hungry saw that happen with staff in Asia after the tsunami, and they're using those lessons to encourage sacrificial giving. Why? To bless everyone. No matter how little you have, you can make an incredible difference. FH needs your support, whether that's giving shoes or school supplies. You'll be able to show families the love of Christ. Go to our website to help. And you want to do Christmas differently this year? Why not use it to bring your family together and tell others about Christ? Todd Van Eck of Mission India shares a little bit about their Joy for India matching campaign.
It's just a great way to encourage the heart of giving in our kids. At this time of year, when our culture is so focused on getting, it's a real tool that we as families can use to lift up the Great Commission and to really talk about that as a family.
Find out more at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With your gift of any amount, I'll send you the new Aaron Schust Christmas CD, Unto Us. Call 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.